Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not singing this one.
Isn't this Give It Up? Give It Up, Baby, Give It Up?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out.
We're giving up on for. Alec Boehm.
I was thinking about something else. We have so many conversations.
What are you thinking about? It's a family show.
Conversation we had earlier today cannot share on air.
No, that is a clear off-air conversation, and we're going to leave it right there. All right. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, who's being messy on a Friday.
Messy Friday.
If you missed it earlier, can we hear Hugh early in the show talking about Saquon? Because he had a moment here like he did a few months ago with Trey Hendrickson.
Because it's not... Let me tell you.
But compared to last
dude,
year.
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there? What's that voice?
It's the voice. I was, you know, it's like a burp kind of, and it got caught, I guess.
Let me tell you. I like Trey.
I mean, we're eventually gunning for an entire segment where you can just play those.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Because it's not.
If, let me tell you.
But compared to last
dude,
year.
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there? If the Eagles have any sense of humor when they announce the Trey Hendrickson trade, they need to get the audio from WIP of Hugh saying he likes Trey Hendrickson. I need that in the video.
I like Trey.
You good?
I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay, I didn't think
I'm
so.
I'm okay.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your phone calls on Alec Boehm. Are you buying in? This has been 30 games, whereas he has hit a ton here, and it's more like he was in the beginning of last season. Hugh Douglas clearly wants to be a Boehm guy. He wants to dive all the way back. I'm not buying this. We do this every year.
I want to believe.
Yeah, you want to believe. But you could beat him in a race, so I can't bet on that guy. We got a pull-up, by the way. Who would win in a race, Hugh Douglas or Alec Boehm?
How am I doing?
Not good.
You're doing worse than I think you should be doing.
Anybody voting for me?
I agree.
Boehm is slow.
I think there should be about 50-50.
Now, the thing is, you might get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, you might injure yourself.
You know
running.
What's funny? When my doctor asked me yesterday, he said, do you have, like, are you worried about falling and getting hurt? I said, no, not lately. Not lately.
What do you mean you're not?
At some point, like, sometimes I used to worry about that, but, like, as you get older, are you worried about falling and getting hurt? No, I'm like, no, I feel pretty good.
But you used to?
Yeah.
But you're getting older now. You should worry more.
When you walk on certain things.
You're not getting
younger. No, because I feel pretty spry. Mm.
I feel
like I'm in better
shape. Yeah, but you did have a crash here about a year ago.
Oh, man, when I bust my whole entire chin.
I also saw you slam your head on the overhead in the airport.
That was months ago. We are in a whole different space.
Yeah, but again, you're getting older since then.
I feel better. I feel pretty good. I had a clean bill of health. I'm good.
That's good. Well, that's great to hear.
The good news is, Hugh, I pulled up the old one about Kyle Schwarber.
Yes.
You could beat him in a race. 72% said no, you could not beat Schwarber in a race. 68% say Alec Boehm here.
Yeah.
So you gained a little bit
of ground.
That's
good. I also don't think people realize how slow Boehm is.
People think, yeah.
Boehm is so much slower than Schwarber.
Yes.
Schwarber would cook Boehm, and I think you could beat Alec Boehm.
I think I still got wheels, though.
You have wheels?
I think I got wheels.
I don't know if that's the way I'd describe you at this point.
Probably be. That's probably overselling.
Yeah, it is. All right, your phone calls. Saquon Barkley, would you bet on him to do it again? All right, I have the number here in front of me. His regular season rushing yards prop over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Here we go. Over or under, Hugh, you got to make your selection right now on the record. Today is what, June 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Your June 13th prediction for Saquon Barkley's rushing yards. And you're a big, you're sharp now. I mean, you're a parlay guy. You're
a
better.
I might go ahead and take this. Let me put this in there.
All right, here it is. Over or under 1,450 and a half yards. 1,450 and a half yards is the over-under. So my math tells me that's what, about a 550-ish yard difference from last year, a drop of what he did last year with over 2,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Would you bet the over or the under on 1,450 and a half?
I'd probably go to over. Just a little bit of hair over. Yeah, I'd probably go over on that. Over, I would, 50, over 1,400 yards?
1,450.
Yeah.
And a half.
Because I would go over that. I would go over that.
I would absolutely go over that. Kyle's making a face back there. Like,
I'm not taking that.
Oh, come on.
No.
You bet the under?
It. Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad bet.
Why?
Because he has the best offensive line.
It's not a bad bet.
Well, okay. So typically unders on all season totals, mm-hmm. you probably make more money betting unders because guys get injured.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But if he doesn't get hurt and miss games, he's
going
to fly over.
If he
over
misses
that.
Like three games, he's going under.
Mm. I don't know. He averaged 125 yards a game last year.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of what
I'm just
he averaged.
Saying. I mean, earlier someone said he was going to average 70 yards a game.
I saw him.
Everyone
I watched him last year.
We all did. Yeah, everyone's now like, oh, he can't do it again just because he did it last year.
He probably can't. I'm sorry.
I actually have a theory on this.
Oh, God.
My theory is the 2,000-yard mark is in everyone's head. If he had 1,975 yards last year, you know what callers would be saying?
Oh,
he's going to break the record this year.
I don't think so.
I think the 2,000 yards. We had the first caller today. First caller today said, look at the history, guys, with 2,000 yards. It's not.
I feel like you have no respect for our caller's intelligence.
No,
with the comment
that's
like that.
Did that not happen?
So that's what you're doing today? That's how you want
the caller didn't
the
say.
Damn right.
I respected that caller.
Right.
The caller didn't say, look at the history of running backs with that many touches. He said the yardage mark. The whole 2,000-yard thing is in our head. If he had 1,999 or 2,000, whatever he had, what's the difference? He had a lot of yards. He can do it again. I would bet the over on 1,450 and a half yards.
You know what? I mean, this should tell you all you need to know. Hugh wouldn't even put $2 on it.
I know. He throws away $2 on ridiculous parlays every day.
But I won.
It's $2.
You won.
I doubled my money.
You won with help.
So would you even use any of the house
money?
I did.
I can't, you know, deny that you helped. But I won. Mm-hmm. I believed you. I believed in you.
Yeah.
I won.
And then you came in here peacocking.
You have house money now after you won that parlay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at the futures right now.
You wouldn't throw them on the Barkley over?
Not $2. Oh, you mean $2 over? Yeah, I'd give him $2 for that one.
I got to tell you, I know you're a $2 better. Putting a $2 future on is just silly. I mean, what do you?
It's a waste of time.
You're gonna wait Listen, 9 months to see if a $1.75 return comes in.
I'm not worried about the way y'all trying to make me feel right now about the
stones,
way that I bet.
I know.
Not worried about that.
No, but it's sad. If you put a $2 future in and wait,
it's pathetic.
You're waiting 9 months on a $1.75 return. What are you doing?
Listen. Not worried about none of y'all. I ain't worried about none of y'all saying. As a matter of fact, I'm
going
to look at some of these futures right now. What are you talking about? Are we going to bet preseason games? We want to do that? We want to start
what?
That?
Why?
Well,
I'm just saying. To get warmed up.
We're wading into a territory that it's kind of sad. But if you want to go there, I mean, I'll bet it with you.
Well, let's go.
But you got to take the over or unders. You can't bet the game.
Why not?
Because you don't even know who's going to play.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
But you bet the totals.
Okay, bet the totals. Yeah, okay,
we'll go over like 31 and a half. We'll wait till August.
We'll wait till August.
Yeah, this is really sad we've gotten here, but this is where Hugh's at now. Tom in Abington's up. Hey, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What's up, Tom?
What it do, parlay hitting you?
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
Don't encourage him.
Did you have $2 on that five-legger?
Yeah, I did.
He did,
and
yeah.
I made like $40.
$40, huh?
Yeah,
you're rolling in it.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, man, I had. Hey, I feel pretty good right. about myself right now.
I can tell. I can tell. Hey, so why in the hell would I buy back into the baby boomer when it's obvious the Phillies didn't? I mean, they actively tried to trade this guy in the offseason. No.
They did. Yeah, I mean, and they were pretty loud about it until he found out and they couldn't trade him. And then they were like, no, we loved you the whole time. Don't worry about it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm sure he called up Middleton crying, you know? What are you doing trying to trade me? I had a hissy fit.
Well, there was the one story time where he basically shut his phone off all winter because obviously it was bothering him. And then I think he got to spring training and he didn't even realize like certain players had changed teams because he was just so like he removed himself from the transaction stuff.
Yeah, he's a head case, man. That's just the who he is, man. He should have a lot more power with the frame that he's carrying around. So, no, not buying in on him. Now, Saquon, that's the man I'm buying into. I see him getting probably right around $18.50 this year. I hear a lot of people calling up with, well, this running back did this and this one did that. But how many of them had the best offensive line back-to-back years?
I imagine not as many as Saquon. And maybe they didn't even have the best offensive line to begin with, Tom. It might have just been, you know, they had one great year and then maybe guys got hurt. I mean, you're right. We still have the best offensive line. And, Tom, I think the O-line could get better. I mean, Mailata is in his prime. Dickerson's probably just entering his prime. Juergens just entering his prime. And as far as Lane, even though he's older, he never seems to decline ever. So other than right guard, I mean, I have no question at all about the other four guys.
Yeah, and last year I was screaming from the hilltops to let him break that record, but you can't argue with the results of it. So I see much of the same this year, and this time around I think they should sit him towards the end if they need to because I want that second chip in a row.
Well, that would move us towards the dynasty territory, which would be uncharted territory. Tom, what do you got for us? A good Father's Day gift.
All right, so when I give you guys this answer, I need you to read into it as much as possible, okay?
Yep.
All right, so how about a $500 gift card for those world-famous lemon pepper wings down in the ATL?
$500 gift card to a place that Hugh was visiting last week.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
How much would that get you down there? You were there. What does that get you these days?
Well, it all depends on because I'm assuming we're going to get a bottle. The $500 is for a bottle of the liquor of your choice. Mm-hmm.
And then
it all depends on what other extracurricular activities that you want to partake in a situation like that.
What's a basket of the lemon pepper wings cost these days?
Probably about $20.
$20. Okay, so you got plenty left.
You got some left. Okay, just all depends on how you want to spend the rest of your evening.
You could use a gift card on the rest of the evening.
Well, you could probably if you put some take some of that gift card, get you some ones. You know,
that's what I mean. Yeah, I was thinking.
Figure that out.
The card feels a little bizarre to use in that scenario.
Well, they have an ATM machine.
Okay.
They have an ATM machine.
Gotcha.
I refuse to use the ATM machine at the Lemon Pepper.
Well, they're going to try.
Why?
Mom, that's a paper trail.
Hold on a second. You don't want people to know.
You told,
even though you'll tweet about it.
You told everyone in the world you were there. Paper trail? I don't need a paper
trail.
You're
literally tweeting.
No, because first of all, when I tweeted it, I was in the Uber. And I was already three sheets to the wind.
Yep. Well,
you came on the air Monday and told us.
Yes.
Well, what?
But because I was there at that point. It was like, hey, I leaned all the way
into
it.
I don't need a paper trail with you. You're an open book.
Yes, I am.
Paper trail.
I thought it was because
of the service fee. $3.
Well, yeah, it is. It's pretty high, too. Yeah.
That's steep.
If you decide to go get some lemon pepper wings in the ATL, mm-hmm. Best to carry cash.
Do you guys have the same philosophy if you have to pay the fee at the ATM that I do? I take out more cash than I need just to justify the transaction.
No, I don't go to any other bank but mine. Because my bank doesn't charge me for a fee.
What if you're in a spot?
What if you're in Magic City?
Well,
yeah, you need cash, and you're in a tough spot, and the only way to get it is out of the ATM. The charge is $3.
I carry mad money. Like I will carry mad money with me just for reasons for that, like that. So I use my mad money.
So you don't have to have this.
Yes, I always carry some cash on me where just in case. I end up at a chicken wing place where, you know, cash is king, then I'm always prepared.
Now, I will say,
chicken wing place.
Yeah, those random chicken wing place.
Where cash is king.
Venmo has come along and helped out this problem. Like you're stuck by the ATM that's going to charge you $2.50 for no reason.
Because
now, like, if you just needed $5, back in the day, like, I don't have the cash. I mean, I got to go to the ATM. Mm-hmm. I get 20 out. They're charging me $3 for that. Now most people they have the thing. You could scan the Venmo, and then you're good.
Mm-hmm. So these women that we're all avoiding talking about.
Yeah.
We're going to ask them for their Venmo?
Well, I don't know if
I refuse to do that.
I haven't been in that world since Venmo became a thing, so right. I don't know how that works anymore. I'm out of that game.
That's what.
Yeah. They have Venmo? Did they have Venmo in the chicken wing place?
I don't recall. Okay. I don't recall.
The Venmo thing would be weird. Like, the thing you could scan, it's just there.
Like, the night was kind of, after a while, it was just kind of like, hey.
A blur?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm. A little bit. And then I woke up and I was like, wow. Had an awesome night. You know what I mean? It was just, it was different.
Well, you
it
were different. Yeah, you tweeted through it, so we all knew
yeah,
you had an awesome
through it. I made it say, got my Uber.
Yeah.
Got my Uber.
You're safe, which is important.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it was a lot going on that night, though. It was, you know how, like, when I walk into Cabela's and I'm a little bit overwhelmed?
Are you comparing Magic City to Cabela's?
It was kind of the same thing.
It doesn't seem the same.
Well, it kind of was, because it was a lot going on, Joe. It was a lot going on.
But one has hunting and camping gear. The other has
that. Did I tell you the best part about it when I was going through security? When the guy said, "What's up, old man?" That kind of killed the whole night.
I really want to steal that. I want to steal old school
What's up, old school? He said, "What's up, old school?"
Because it had to hit you in the stomach.
Well, I was like, I'm like, damn, yeah, he wasn't lying, though.
Yeah.
I probably was the oldest gentleman in there.
Well, if you want to dig Hugh when you call in, just call him old school. All right, Mickey's up next on WIP. What's up, Mickey?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, Mickey.
I just wanted to talk about the Saquon Barkley situation you guys were talking about mm-hmm. earlier. I overheard the call about the production of the 2000. And what happens predominantly after. And, I mean, I kind of buy into that. You know, people are going to start, you know, recognizing, especially what he did to the Rams twice, they're not going to let him do it again. Nobody's going to let anybody do that to them.
Mickey, before you go on, I agree with the premise. But don't you think by, you know, the time we got to that second Rams game, that all they thought about that entire week before the game was, there's no way we're letting him do it again. And they tried, and he still did it to them.
Yeah, that's an anomaly, but it was the best thing ever, and I think it was just a vibe that year, you know what I mean? I think everybody was getting it, regardless if it was the Rams.
Well, you're probably right on that. Yeah, the Eagles were running the ball, and the O-line was playing in such a groove, and I think the snow and the elements of that week, that helped that second game too. Yeah, they, I mean, it might have the opponent might have been, regardless, it was happening.
Yeah, I mean, it was just surreal. If he gets 1,500 this year, I mean, we could still go back with him only getting 1,500. We have many pieces around this offense for that reason. You know what I mean? He doesn't need to be superhero all the time. It's just last year was his year. You know what I mean?
Well, I agree with that. But, you know, Mickey, I go back to that Broncos team with Terrell Davis, And I think you probably could have said the same thing about them. They had John Elway, although he was later in his career. It wasn't his prime like Jalen is. But I don't remember the conversation, but I wonder if people said, they might throw it more the next year. And they basically did the same thing again. They rode him, and they won another Super Bowl that way.
You know, I agree. I mean, it could happen. Scarier stuff has happened.
It's a Friday.
And, you know,
every Friday.
You know, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and we got Goddard back. I just don't think we need to put that pressure on Saquon Barkley. You know, we need him in the long stretch, you know. But if he does have the repeat of last year, I mean, I think everybody's just going to be happy regardless all around.
Oh, of course. There's no question. Yeah, and I think the Eagles probably want to preserve him, especially because they gave him more money. But you need to think about what he said a few weeks ago where he said, you know, who knows when he's going to retire. Maybe it's a year or two or three from now. So I just want to win, and if it means leaning on him, I'm all good there. Mickey, what do you got for us for a good Father's Day gift?
I mean, I think a last caller said beer's no good. So, unfortunately, I do give my dad just a good amount of money to go to a brewery with his friends and, you know, have a good night.
That's a good.
That's a good. Yeah. That's decent. Yeah.
If your dad likes a brewery, that's an awesome.
You know,
gift.
If I were a dad,
good one.
Right up my alley.
Yes. Well,
you got to know your dad, though, man. You got to know it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Every
you gotta
dad
know what
is
likes.
Different.
Yes. Yeah.
But
and
the brewery.
If your dad likes a pair of socks, then get your dad some socks.
Does anyone like socks? We all wear socks.
Somebody might. It all depends.
No, but like we could. All right, hold on a second. We all could use socks, right?
I don't wear socks.
Well, I know you don't wear socks. But most of us could use socks. I don't know if anyone wakes up and says, you know what? I really want today. I want to get some new socks.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's as dads go. Whatever gift you get your dad, he's gonna accept it. It's not like mom. You get mom a pair of socks, you got a problem.
Dads are way easier.
Or you can do something really dope and get socks that have your picture on it. So you give dad socks that have a picture of you, maybe Harper.
Yeah.
Little pictures of Harper. Or maybe it's pictures of your dog because people really like their dogs.
Do you think that flies better when the kid is a kid? Like, I don't think my dad would want a picture of me now on his socks.
Yeah, I think he'd be awesome and hilarious.
Well, it'd be funny, but I don't know. It depends on how old the kid is.
Child? That's amazing.
It feels like a lot.
I think it's great.
My dad would not wear socks of me on.
Maybe 20 years ago.
Your dad wouldn't. Yeah.
Would you say you got to read the room? I guess you got to read
the
room.
You got to read the dad, yeah.
Yeah, you got to read the room.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Harper on socks for Hugh. That'd be cute. Yeah, right.
He'd be adorable.
I would venture to say that Harper's probably going to give me a toy that he already has, and I'm going to probably end up giving it back to him.
That's called sharing.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be like, hey, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to play with it?
Yeah. And you'll be happy?
Just at this age with
easy
him.
Easy to please, yeah.
It's just, hey, man, we just hang out, and that's about it.
It is funny how different the vibe of Father's Day versus Mother's Day is. Like,
It's a presentation on Mother's Day.
It's a whole thing. Father's Day's like, all right, here, just let's just hang out.
You know what the weirdest thing about Father's Day? For all the dads out there, the grill masters out there, it's your day, but you're grilling.
You got to do all the work.
Yeah. It's one of the things. And listen, dads don't care. You know what the biggest gift you can give dad on Father's Day? Just leave him alone. Like all jokes aside, every dad that I talk to, they'd be like, hey, man, I just want peace. Just get him a nice bottle of bourbon or whatever he likes to drink and just say, hey, dad, just we love you. You know, have a great day.
Leave me the hell alone.
Just leave me alone. Don't ask me for nothing. Just leave me alone. Yeah, that's the greatest gift you can give your pop.
Would you rather that or the re-gifted toy?
Oh, the re-gifted toy is, you know, that's the 6-year-old
gift.
It's the cute gift.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's go to Dennis in Maryland. Hey, Dennis.
Joey G, how you doing?
Good, Dennis. What's up?
I got a trivia question for you, actually, too. But first of all, you talk about Alec Boehm, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do anything with him this year. I'd like to see him finish out the year. And if we have to cut bait at the end of the year, so be it. But I don't think we should do anything with him at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I think they're probably just going to stick with him. I mean, I think ideally, if the other guys heat up, Bryce comes back, Dennis, we can hit him more towards the bottom of the order, you know, more towards the back middle, 6, than 3 or 4. But yeah, he'll probably be the whole year.
Yeah. Two quick trivia questions. One, last time we talked, I had a nickname of a football player, Joe Namath, Broadway Joe.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go baseball this time.
Why are you calling and giving us tribute, though?
Dennis is a big trivia guy. He's a trivia guy.
How did Satchel Paige get his nickname, Satchel Paige?
I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know my Satchel Paige. At least I don't know enough Satchel Paige trivia. You got to get guesses, Hugh, on Satchel Paige's nickname?
Obviously, since Dennis called in, I'm not sitting here. So, I mean, he talking to you. He ain't talking to
well,
me.
Well, maybe he doesn't know you're a big trivia guy.
He ain't talking to me. He talking to you.
Don't get me in the middle with you now. He's my bacon guy.
All right. His name, right, Satchel was the nickname. What was his name? Like, Leroy was his name? Leroy Paige?
Yes, but his nickname Satchel came from in his hometown. He carried people's bags at the train station.
Like as a job? Like I didn't. When he was young, before he played.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that, yeah. Satchel Paige carrying satchels around and bags around? You got one more for us?
Yeah, and 5 no hitters have been thrown after the age of 40. Name them.
Well, it's got to be Negroes in there, right? A Negro?
Nope.
No Negro.
Nope.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan. Yep.
Randy Johnson.
Yep.
Hmm. I don't know the other ones. I mean, if you say them, I'm going to remember them. But those are Randy and Ryan came to my mind right away. Who else we got?
Cy Young, Warren Spahn.
Okay.
And Nolan Ryan again.
Oh, so 2 Ryans in there. So there's Ryan counts as 2 of the 5. Dennis, we appreciate it. What do you got for Father's Day gift?
Best Father's Day gift I can ever have is being able to be with my son on Father's Day.
There you go. That's a wonderful one. Dennis, we appreciate some quality time spent together. Next time, Hugh Douglas has trivia questions from Dennis.
Probably not.
Yeah. Now I want to hear you do the...
Welcome back to the show, Hugh.
Yeah,
Since I had to leave for a bit. He wasn't
Well, maybe he didn't think you wanted to do trivia. Did you want to do it?
No, not really.
Well, then what do you complain
about? No, but you still got it. You got it. You know what I mean? You ain't the only one sitting here. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, he did say you were his bacon guy. I mean, he's buying.
Probably not.
He's,
probably not his bacon guy. Oh, yes. Matter of fact, I got to
shout out. He's buying the bacon
here.
That you're advertising.
I got to get. Yeah, I left my package here the other day. I need to take that home for somebody to get me.
Well, I got to tell you, you keep leaving that Hatfield around here.
It will not be around very long. What happened was,
you better
I went to the doctor, had to go to the doc, and then we went to the stadium. Then I forgot.
You can't be carrying bacon around the stadium.
Though
you know what? That would be great for Hatfield. Is that Hugh Douglas just carrying around a pack of bacon at a stadium?
Bacon. Yeah, that would look awkward, though.
But it would be great. That's memorable.
Uncooked meat, just run around the stadium with uncooked meats. That's weird.
Is that Hugh just bacon? What is he doing? All right,
Got thick wood hard.
There it is. 215-592-9494. Back to the calls on Saquon and Alec Bohm. Also, a Fransky Friday. Scott joins us next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.